Secrets from a Coach. Thrive and maximise your potential in the evolving workplace. Your weekly podcast with Debbie Green of Wishfish and Laura Thompson of Phenomenal Training. Debs.
Laura, how you doing?
I'm good. School's out.
I know. Nearly. Not bad.
Yeah. What are you picking up this week from your conversations?
I'm picking up some different vibes this week. People are full up, as one person said to me today, only today, full up, and they're ready to pop and they just need a bit of a break.
Yeah, I think it's, there's almost like a pressure that happens before a summer break, I think. There's that sort of feeling of, I want to get everything cleared so I can enjoy my summer, which then just means you've got this huge compressed sense of time almost, haven't you? And, you know, if people are feeling a bit frazzled, then you're not alone. What we're going to be talking about today is healthy hybrid habits. And for many of us working adults, we're the first kind of classmates on this kind of class of 2021 working hybrid. You know, we're the first to go, you know, of what will probably be many generations ahead. Microsoft Office, just going back to the survey we talked about last week, they're predicting that hybrid working is inevitable. It's going to be here for quite a few years to come, with 66% of employers and employees saying that they want to sort of stay hybrid or, you know, have a bit of a mix. So basically what we define hybrid as a bit in the office, a bit at home, and whether you're able to choose those days or not, I guess, is dependent on different organisations. So if we kind of use that school analogy, we're the sort of class of 2021, you know, maybe it's time to sort of have a think about, you know, your school report. How well have you done? What's worked for you? What do you want to carry forward to the next term? What do you not want to carry forward to the next term?
Yeah, really important.
And of course, the benefit of sometimes viewing the working year through the academic calendar is, I think, even in that midpoint of the year where typically morale starts to grind to a halt a little bit, it reminds us, number one, we are always empowered to set in some new habits. You don't have to wait until January to be able to do that.
No, that's very true.
Number two, I think it can energise you because you can sort of recognise what have you accomplished and what have you learned, and then you can then decide what you want to start, stop or continue. And actually, if you have that conversation with your fellow classmates, your colleagues, it can actually be quite bonding because we are the first generation. So we're right in the school books, and certainly the skills that we've had to learn this year, never back in the day, back at school, would I have realised that these would be the working skills. You know, this wouldn't have been on the CV in terms of how to manage yourself, how to take full accountability. And World Economic Forum predicts that self-management is going to be a prime skill in 2025 and beyond. So, you know, an opportunity to pause and reflect. How healthy are my hybrid working habits?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, when you think about the fact that, you know, 40% of what we do is not by decisions, but by the habits that we have. And when you think, you know, if you can break, I suppose you can always look at breaking down those habits into sort of three categories. You know, we've got the ones that are just part of our everyday life, which is like brushing your teeth and tying your shoelaces. You never really forget how to do them, and they just happen without us even thinking about it. I think you've also got those habits that are really good for us. So like exercising and making sure we get enough sleep. So we know they're good habits to have. And then obviously we've got our bad habits, which we know aren't good for us, but we still do, you know, like procrastinating or overspending or smoking. And I think that's one of the other things that's come back is people have been starting to procrastinate a bit around making decisions. And it's been really interesting to work with people to get them to think about, so what is it that's stopping you from doing it, whatever it might be? And I'm finding that they've got this deadline. They know that they're going to break up for, you know, school's out for summer type thing. And so they're working to that deadline effect. You know, they're putting all their energy into that, you know, last bit of the drive home because they know they've got that deadline that they've got to hit. And you're the same, right, Laura, with your break coming up. You know, you're working on making sure, you know, you've got everything tied off so you're not answering emails when you should be resting and relaxing and creating those good habits, which is really important.
Too right. I mean, Debs, I knew I had to have a chat with myself when I wrote a list of the lists I needed to write. And I just thought,
Yeah, that's not a good place to be, Laura.
It's not, is it? It gave me a little shot of self-control in that moment, thinking, I know the lists I need to write. And then I thought, at what point do I just need to actually start doing it? Because otherwise, you know, that kind of pressure builds up, and much of it is self-imposed pressure, really, in terms of kind of what that might mean. So, you know, it's interesting. When I think back to my school days, I can't actually remember a single lesson. When I think about the enduring memories, it's the people, it's the incidents, it's the funny scenarios, it's the stuff you learn that is sort of the intangibles. And I think for many of us who've been working through this pandemic, when we look back in time, it will be those little standout moments, not the particular project document that you wrote and sent at some particular point in time. So I think, you know, just like with school, you didn't know the good points when you were there in that moment. You know, it all just felt, oh, I'm at school and I'm just doing what I need to do. But it's when you then get older, you look back and think, wow, those were some really amazing times, actually. But we were so busy learning, we didn't really have time to sort of process as you go. So I think it's always worthwhile every now and then just checking in with yourself and just, for example, thinking, how healthy are my habits? If hybrid working is likely to be here for the foreseeable, for me individually or the team or some family member that I'm supporting, then what does that mean to make sure that we set up well? Because we tumbled into this, but actually now we can plan how we set up for success rather than sort of stitching ourselves up.
I think so. And I think it comes back to that bit of making sure that, you know, you're looking after your brain, first of all. I know we talked about this before, but this bit around making sure that we're working well with others too. And like you were saying, you know, that school report, if you like, is doing that check-in with yourself that says, you know, what have I, you know, three things have I achieved? You know, we did an exercise earlier this week, didn't we, Laura, with one of our clients to get them to just connect, you know, with themselves again, but also to bond and remind themselves of what they have, you know, they have done and they have achieved. And I think that shield exercise that we did for them. So anybody's listening, if you wanted to have a go yourselves and maybe do it as a family group or just a friends group or work colleagues, it's a really neat little exercise to do as a way of, if you like, closing down the school year in inverted commas, ready for the fresh start in September. You know, you can draw the shield as we were doing, weren't we, Laura, around it. So make sure you draw a shield. It can be anything as long as it's got four bits to it, as we always call it. And in each of these, answer the following questions, which is, you know, in quadrant number one, think about three things you're really proud of achieving since the start of 2021, because there's going to be loads that we probably haven't stopped to think about. So, you know, write your own score report around that and give yourself some credits and acknowledgement for that one. And in section number two, this is always one that always fascinates me. And it's one that says, you know, the first thing that comes into your mind when I ask you this question, which I'll do in a minute, just do that. So the second part is that if you were an object, what would you be? And then draw that object. And it's so fun to see the creativity that comes out of people. And then the third part is this bit asking yourself about what wisdom will you carry forward to a fresh start in September? So all of that wisdom and knowledge that you've acquired, you know, how are you going to carry that forward, you know, for that new start from September onwards? And then lastly, and even more importantly, is this bit about, you know, what will you do to look after yourself? So this bit around well-doing, not just well-being, but making sure that you do look after you over the next coming months and into 2022, which is really, we're really mad that it will be here before we know it, right, Laura?
Yeah, well, love it. And do you know what was really fab for that particular team is you could see there was then much less nervousness, much more excitement about the first time they're going to get to meet with each other. And within that team of 40, there are 10 people that have started since it's all been remote based. So for those 10 people stepping back into that office, you know, they just feel a little bit more bonded, a bit more energized. And rather than this kind of group of strangers who maybe have disclose lots in an online vehicle, but then to be actually then physically then in a room, it just means you're able to bounce across those two different worlds seamlessly. And that is going to be key for us hybrid workers. Am I as comfortable in a real world environment as I am then in the virtual follow-up? And that ability to be able to transfer across those two worlds, I think is going to be really useful.
Yeah, and I think it's a good habit that we're going to have to just start to embrace and, you know, practice it and, you know, make sure it does become that, you know, good habit that we know is good for us, and have those conversations, I suppose, to make sure, you know, that you're listening and you're actually hearing what your team are saying to you as well, and not just, you know, one size fits all, because right now and onwards, one size doesn't fit all anymore. So we have to look at it from, I always like to call it that personalized experience for each member of your team. You know, what does that individual want? You know, gone are the days of this blanket approach. You've got to be able to tap in to what people are actually, you know, wanting. What are they saying? You've got to be able to hear what they have to say. And also, I think, help them acknowledge their achievements as well around it. So being intentional as you approach that, and also making sure that you are initiating those conversations as well, because that's where it all starts, right? To be able to do that. And I think also, like we were saying, you know, being able to top and tail your day with other people. You know, we've talked about doing a gale at the end of every day, but actually doing it with others can be really empowering and get people to connect, as we talk about, which then enables you to sort of stay foxy, really, which is what you talk about beautifully each and every time.
Now, listen, Debs, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just give us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little phrases? Am I right in saying that I heard hear what people are saying, acknowledge achievement, be intentional, initiate conversations, top and tail the day with connection, stay foxy? Correct me if I'm wrong. Did that just spell the word habits?
It may just have done, Law. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, Debs, I hear your habits and I raise them with a hybrid.
Oh, my God, go for it.
So where your habits isn't about how to work well with others, my focus has been about, well, how do we work in a hybrid way that works for ourselves? So how do we kind of manage ourselves? So H for hybrid. So H is health is your wealth. Keep fit. It can only help support your professional ability if your ability to look after yourself is there. So health is your new wealth. It's not a luxury. It is a must do. The why, your mind matters. So what can you do each working week to raise your joy, to reduce the drains? So your mind matters. In terms of the B, boundaries. So when is your on and off working time particularly key for anyone that works across time zones? If you're not careful, you'll just work with the sun. And if your sun that you're working with, S-U-N, is kind of traveling the world, depending on all the different sort of global timeframes you've got, you could never stop working. So boundaries is really key for that hybrid working. The R, resilience, is an evergreen skill. So I like to kind of make the link to spider silk. So it looks so flimsy, but spider silk, actually pound for pound, is as strong as Kevlar. And that's the stuff that bulletproof vests is made
out of. That's amazing, right? When you think of it like that. That's crazy.
I know. So the most resilient people we know are those who invest in a support network. So just have a think about, you know, when you're in the office and maybe you've got to plan your desk in advance and all those kind of booking systems that we're hearing being talked about. Just thinking about your support network. So your resilience is as high as it can be. The I stands for inspire yourself wherever you're looking at your desk. So if you're now about to be having a laptop bag as the only constant in your working life, then are there some things that you can do to decorate your laptop? Because many of the clients that we're speaking with, you're going to be hot desking. And actually that might feel quite impersonal. So what can you do to inspire yourself with your little kind of patch of space that you've got in your working environment? And it just could be personalizing your laptop so you feel that kind of link to you. And then the D then is a daily breath of fresh air, whether that is intellectually for your mind, learn something new, whether it is physically for your body, literally get some fresh air, or whether it is spiritually, something that just nurtures a passion. So that's your mind, body, soul. And then in terms of that hybrid, rather than it sort of being draining and getting to the end of the year and it being a full stop, it's actually, you know, the benefits of hybrid in the first place. You know, you can work in a way that suits your lifestyle. But as you know, in the words of Katy Perry, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So these habits are really key to help us keep going in the long run.
And I think it's also worth remembering that, you know, it can take us to create those new habits. You know, it can take us anything from 20 days up to 240. And I know we mentioned that on one of our other, you know, pods a while ago, but it still sticks with me. There are some that we just adopt and they'll be just part of us, but there'll be some that will be harder, because they're harder habits to break. So they're the not so good habits for us. So we're going to have to work a little bit harder, I think, to ensure that we do have those healthy hybrid habits.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course, that's where our phones can be great from a reminder point of view. I mean, I remember I set myself a challenge because the dentist had said, unless you start flossing your teeth, you're going to have problems basically when you're older. And I'm thinking, oh God, I haven't got time to floss my teeth. But basically, she scared me so much, I thought, I've got to put in this habit of flossing my teeth. So every night I had this automatic reminder at 10:30 in the evening that said, floss your teeth, otherwise they'll fall out by the time you're 50. And it was such a shocking reminder that no matter how tired I was or how much wine I drank, I was thinking, oh God, yeah, I better floss my teeth. Now, what was interesting is after about 3 months of that reminder going off, and it was automated, so it wasn't mood-based that whether I was going to do it or not, it then felt weird to not floss my teeth. So that was an interesting little experiment, how once you just forced yourself and, you know, maybe it's setting a reminder to kind of do something that, you know, you sort of should be doing, but what it does is it just makes you confront that decision point at the time where, you know, you might not have popped into your mind, and then suddenly, boom, there we go, it becomes a pattern, your brain will pop it into mind for you.
Absolutely. It's a bit like tying your shoelaces, right, Law? You won't forget to floss your teeth. So don't tie your shoelaces with the floss is what I would recommend.
Yeah, or go Velcro. But anyway, that's for anyone here who's ever struggled getting a kid out the door. Just tie your shoelaces. I know I should give you the chance to learn, but, you know, let me do it myself.
Let me do it for you, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, so this episode has been all about healthy hybrid habits.
Yes.
The suggestion we're having is, if hybrid is here for the long term, how do you make sure that we are all here for the long term, so that when we reflect back on this class of 2020, class of 2021, what a hell of a year we've all had.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, that's a special moment, really. It's an opportunity to sign our shirts and acknowledge what have we learned, what have we gathered, and what do we want to take forward as wisdom, and what do we want to leave behind as baggage, because it ain't going to serve us maybe in the next term. And I was just reflecting on this as well, Debs. I was told back in the day that, you know, don't stare too much at the TV screen, otherwise you'll get square eyes.
Yeah, my nan used to say that all the time.
Absolutely. And look at us now. You know, we're all staring at a screen. Even if you're working in an office, you know, you still might be staring at a screen. So it's really important to kind of give ourselves a bit of a break. And I picked up something from something I read this week about the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, you take 20 seconds to look away from the screen and focus on something 20 feet away. And what that does is it just gives your brain a break if it's starting to feel a little bit frazzled, because cave people weren't staring at a screen all this time. So we're kind of having to evolve it a little bit. And actually that 20-20-20 rule might be a nice little tiny habit that actually enables you to fall asleep easier at the end of that working day.
Yeah, brilliant one.
So Debs, as always, coaching, you know, what converts it from wishful thinking into actually some tangible action? What would your call to action this week be with reference to healthy hybrid habits?
I think my call to action would be, do the reflection, do the shield, and see what you want to take forward. And then I would recommend and encourage you with all of my heart to build that into your structure so it does become that habit for you. So find the one thing that you're going to do differently is going to make the biggest difference to you, and just start doing it.
Love it. My share the secret would be, think of someone in your life who is currently finding the whole working from home change going on a little bit of a slog. Get them to listen to this to regain their power about how this is a chance to process and move on this summer, and what do they want to take forward. This is important stuff that generations in the future will be learning from how we handled it. So there'll be many, many classmates following in our footsteps. And I guess it's how do we then make sure that we educate ourselves and we take all that learning and wisdom and we're able to assimilate that into new ways of working.
And that way you live that compassionate existence as well, which taps into the whole well-being and wellness thing around having mental, emotional, physical and spiritual well-being, which will make all the difference to you. And you're the one that can make it happen, so make it happen.
Yeah. Right, Deb. So I'm just going to have a quick fag and then write a list about the list that I'm going to do and then have another glass of wine and then I'm going to stare at the screen for 4 hours. No, of course I'm not, Deb.
You're not doing that, Laura.
Of course I'm not. I'm going to set a reminder to keep these healthy hybrid habits going and have a fantastic week. School's out for summer. Let's sign each other's shirt. I'll see you at the next one.
Enjoy. Love you.
Love you, Deb. Bye. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email on secretsfromacoach@aol.com or follow us on Instagram @secretsfromacoach.